The Episcopal Church is approaching a decisive point. On Sunday, Gene Robinson officially will become the first openly gay bishop in the denomination's history. Robinson and his supporters say the church is following God's lead and embracing those who have been shunted to the margins. Critics are urging Robinson not to go through with it, saying his consecration will lead to a serious split within the church. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Come Sunday, thousands of Episcopalians are expected to descend on the small town of Durham, New Hampshire, not for a football game or for the fall foliage, but for a religious ceremony, the consecration of Gene Robinson. Robinson says he feels called by God to push ahead, and at this point, he says, only a prompting from God could dissuade him.
But I don't perceive that the God who has been with me throughout this whole process would change that call now.
Others hear God differently, and many of them will be in Durham. Some will be holding a competing service nearby. Others will be at the consecration itself, raising objections during the ceremony, which is permitted. But Robinson says the Episcopal Church can no longer put off recognizing homosexuals in leadership.
This is not going to go away if I stand down. There will just be someone else nominated and elected, and we'll be right back where we are before. The church is not going to go back being the pretty little picture that it was, or that we think it was, before this occurred.
Robinson has felt pressure from some international leaders. In fact, the Anglican leaders of Nigeria, the West Indies, and South America sent him a letter asking him to withdraw. Even Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, said as much to the BBC.
Do you believe that Canon Robinson should become a bishop?
No, I don't, because I believe that on a major issue of this kind, the church has to make a decision together.
That certainly disappoints me.
Gene Robinson.
But Rowan Williams is only doing what he always promised us that he would do, which is set aside his own personal beliefs, and he would operate consonant with the beliefs of the wider communion.
And the majority of the Anglican communion is conservative, like Donald Armstrong, the rector at Grace Episcopal Church in Colorado Springs. He says Sunday's consecration will be an explosive event.
It's like shooting a bullet into an ammunition dump. Things are going to blow sky high.
He says conservatives are laying the foundation and the framing for a separate Episcopal church. In fact, he says some three dozen churches in Colorado sent a letter to their bishop, who favors gay clergy, telling him that he needed to renounce his previous stand or there would be consequences.
We invited him to forsake his foolish ways and to be a part of the Anglican Communion and to avoid the splitting up of this diocese and the Episcopal Church.
Armstrong says until recently, conservatives had little power in the American church, but he says earlier this month, the tables turned. The Anglican leaders met in London and announced they supported the traditional view of sexuality and, quote, the future of the communion itself will be put in jeopardy if Robinson becomes bishop. He believes they implied that liberals would be jettisoned from the Anglican communion. Others vehemently disagree. But Greg Venables, the archbishop overseeing six countries in South America, believes schism has already happened. He says many of the leaders, perhaps half, have letters ready to be mailed the minute that Gene Robinson is made bishop. Those letters will tell the Episcopal Church that their countries are breaking communion, that is, not recognizing the American church as an integral part of their denomination. Venables says it's tragic to see a great global denomination break apart.
But maybe this had to happen. Maybe we're now seeing, well, this isn't how can we hold together in the same church. This is maybe saying, are we really part of the same church?
Reverend Frank Wade, the rector of St. Albans Church in Washington, D.C., says the Anglican Church is like a family with big blowouts, but never a divorce. Moreover, he says, the leaders agreed to let a commission study the issue for a year before doing anything drastic. And from a practical point of view, he says, a strained relationship with, say, Nigeria or Chile is not the end of the world.
Having a theological difference with a province in another part of the world that you never see is like you having a disagreement with your second cousin in Nevada that you don't see very often. I mean, it's a shame that you don't agree, but it hardly takes up a lot of space in your day-to-day life.
And for now, what is occupying space is the image of Gene Robinson putting on that bishop's mitre. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.